This is the Health, Heal and Thrive podcast, and I am your host, Tracy McBee. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Health, Heal, Thrive podcast. My name is Tracy McBeath. I hope wherever you are well. So I want to talk about today something that has been a common theme in the work that I've been doing in my individual coaching or with my groups. I created a new program leading up to Christmas called the 12 Gifts of Christmas, and each week we're going to unwrap a gift that will help us to thrive, will help us to see the true essence of who we are, will help us to step into the life that we want to live, will help us see something that is, I guess, innocently getting in the way of us thriving. Usually it comes from a misunderstanding on how we work, and all that's required is understanding. A massive part of the work I do is really helping my clients to access this innate strength and innate gift of who they are, wisdom, spirit, essence. There's many, many words you can use to describe it, but it's within us all. And when we don't feel it, we just don't often know it exists, and we don't know how to reconnect with it. And I believe that the huge amount of suffering that happens in our own individual lives and in our relationships, and of course with, you know, incredibly horrific things that human beings can do to each other, I think we can trace that back to a source of a misunderstanding of what is within us all. And when we understand this, we free ourselves to be who we are, to show up to life from a place of our essence, and that essence is love. And it is joy, and it is peace of mind. Anything that gets in the way of that usually comes from our own suffering and connection to our own thinking. We believe what our mind says is true, and we live our life according to that. And we also then innocently believe that everybody around us has to see the world in the way we do, but it just can't happen that way. And actually, when we understand it within ourselves, we actually allow and free other people to step into their own truth as well. And we know that it doesn't have to look the same as us. We don't have to have, you know, you don't have to believe the same thing as me. And actually, if you don't, I'm curious about that. And I certainly don't have to go out of my way to make you change who you are. I can love you no matter what you believe. And I think that's a really missing piece of the world. I'm not going to pretend I can, you know, help people understand suffering beyond anything other than what I know and what I've seen. But I know that I suffered from most of my life, and the cause of that suffering actually came from within me. And when I connected to my true essence and I saw that my beliefs on who I am and who I was was actually kind of like Play-Doh, that I was the creator through the beliefs that I was paying attention to and through the beliefs that I thought were real, that said I was this person, that I couldn't do that, or I was this, whatever it was my mind spun, I believed, because I didn't know that I was the creator. So in my workshop I've got coming up, my gosh, in a week and a half in Melbourne, I'm gifting lots of things to my participants to help them free themselves from their own thinking. But one of them is some Play-Doh, because we are the artists of our life. We can create what we want to create with how we see every single day in our life. And if we don't like the creation, we can start again. And actually, a massive cause of suffering is that misunderstanding, that we don't know that, that we think we are stuck with a personality, we think we are stuck with who we think we are and what others think we are, and largely what we've been told as a young child, and then what we've created to fit in, what we've created to save face, what we've created to not look silly or embarrassed, that tends to be validated. And we look for evidence of that everywhere. And freedom, true freedom, is a freedom from a personality, is a freedom from a cage, is a freedom in knowing that in every gift we're gifted with in this day, every morning we wake up, we actually do get to create what we want to create. And it starts by seeing that everything we think is totally optional. I've been learning about a psychologist, his name was, I think it was Martin Seligman, but he did studies over 20 years and his book is called Learned Optimism. And what he scientifically proved was that, I think if I remember it correctly, that optimism actually improved health and improved our life, and it also could be learnt. So I think sometimes we innocently get caught and stuck in the trap of thinking that, oh, I'm not optimistic, I'm pessimistic. Or as what I hear from some of my clients, I'm a realist. Well, that's interesting, because being a realist is actually simply focusing on a mind that is designed to look for threats. It's designed to worry. It's designed to try and navigate what might be coming around the corner. And in reality, reality is only reality. Reality is only what is actually happening in front of you right now. So to me, being optimistic is actually being far more real, because if I choose to see my day in a certain way, in a more optimistic way, and not focus on the negativity that is actually the default setting of our mind, if we don't understand that we can choose, that's really pretty much what it will bring up for us. It will be that negativity. And, you know, I used to think I was a negative person. Oh, that was me. But I was a realist. No, I wasn't. I was just living in a misunderstanding that I didn't know I could choose what I want to focus on. And now I get the choice, and I see in every day I can focus on being optimistic and hopeful, and knowing that no matter what someone is doing, how they're treating themselves, how they're treating other people, that there is still hope for them to be able to tap into their true essence of love that lives beneath all the things they believe about who they are, how people should live their lives, how they should live their lives, trying to tell people how to live their lives. I was thinking this morning as my 9-year-old was bossing around my 11-year-old, and we've had a lot of discussions about how he's to focus on himself and stop bossing his brother around, because I really think it is incredibly toxic and incredibly controlling to think that any of us could possibly know how somebody should live their life better than a person. And I want my 11-year-old to be freed from his little brother bossing him around all the time. So there was consequences of that, and he's learned a lesson, because it is very, very important to understand that we are the ones that are the creators of our life. And at the minute we feel that we are being pressured to live our life in a certain way, or that we have to do a certain, or we are a certain person, or we have a label, or we have to do certain things, we tend to lose sight of the essence of who we truly are. And we forget that we are the ones creating the way we see anything in our life. So moving on to what I wanted to share after that long-winded introduction, gift 5 was the gift of ownership. And, you know, I want people to understand, I want my clients and the people in my group to understand that my job as a coach is never to tell you what to do. That true essence of nobody should tell anybody what to do and how to live their life. But my job is to show you what is possible. My job is to make what you can't see visible to you. And to do that, I have to take you back to the foundations of understanding how we work as human beings. And then what typically gets in the way is a misunderstanding of thought. And that happens through a process of awareness. So that process you can't force on anybody. You can, you know, you have to be ready to look, because you got to look in a different direction, because we're conditioned to look outside of ourselves for the answers, but all the answers are within you. And that is where you need to look. And nothing I say as a coach is ever personal. Even though our me-centric minds will see people being and attacking people personally all the time, that is an innocent misunderstanding. And, you know, I'm going to go through a couple of things that I want you to have a look at in your life and see if you're innocently creating a life of ownership or a life of victimhood. Because being a victim is to give up the power that you have within you to live your own life. So nothing I'm going to say to you is about you. I'm just simply sharing what I've seen. And if you are curious enough to possibly consider looking where I'm going to show you, I guarantee you, you will see something that will reduce the suffering that you might be feeling in your life. First of all, what is mindset? Do we understand what mindset actually is? So I don't like the word mindset, because mindset in and of itself feel as though it is fixed. So a mindset is never fixed. It is a set of beliefs though, which is thought. Any belief is actually thought. And when you understand thought, you know that most beliefs are just conditioned cultural beliefs that have been handed down to us and we've believed them. And they may work for us, they may not. But if we can't challenge what we believe and what we think, we can't change. And that's really, really important to see, that if we want to change, because every essence of our behavior comes from our thinking, if we want to change, we have to challenge what we're believing. So they are a set of beliefs, and I look at beliefs as the windows to our true values. Through our thoughts and our behavior, we actually see what we deeply value. And for many of us, that is not really what we are and what we feel we are and what we know to be true within us. It is just conditioned thought that we're still believing, and we don't understand. We don't have to believe it. But mindsets tend to shape how we make sense of the world and ourselves. It influences how we think, how we feel, and how we behave in any situation. This means that what you believe about you and who you are is what you will create. And the only difference between a victim and an owner, and an owner of your life, is someone who knows their purpose, who knows their true essence, who's connected to that spirit, and they know how to thrive. It doesn't mean that they walk around in this bubble of everything's perfect, but they know whatever is thrown their way, they can handle it. They will deal with it. They have access to this infinite strength within them. Whereas a victim, they don't have access to that. They believe and feel they're very much at the mercy of whatever anybody throws at them. They tend to be very reactive, and they live their life reacting in the same way to whatever is thrown to them. That life is, you know, very much about what is pressed onto them, that it's their genetics, it's where they've been born, that there is nothing they can do other than be the victim. Victimized thinking is very tiring, and it actually leads to very low performance in life. And people who see themselves as the victim tend to be very negative, and that negativity actually can affect their health in the longer term. So to highlight some of the characteristics that you will see, and I don't want you to look at anybody else, I want you to look at you, because so many of us get so busy wanting to change everybody else around us, and really what we need to do is to look within us and see again that that is the only thing in life we truly have control over, the way we see anything in our life. I saw someone this morning who, just as an aside, a young person who was trying to remove all the meat emojis from the Apple iPhones, and was saying that there shouldn't be any meat or any animal products, you know, as emojis, and was getting very upset at people who disagreed with that. Now, this person is unfortunately innocently stuck in the belief that his outside world has to change to fix the feeling inside of him. But it's never going to work, unfortunately. We cannot change what's going on outside of us. We can only react to it from a place of inner essence and inner love. And when we do that, we change the world. If we could do that, if we could all see that change must come from us all doing the inner work and reconnecting with that inner essence, then we would change the world. But back to the victim. So the victim generally is running on automatic pilot. They're asleep to their experience of life. They're walking around awake but asleep. And they're very reactive. So they very much believe that who they are is, you know, whatever their mind says, that they are this personality, that they're this type of person, and that is generally believing in a negative voice that says they're not good enough, they're not whatever enough. As I said, victimized thinking generally always leads to fatigue and low performance, and victims are only truly victims of their own defeatist thinking, as opposed to an owner who has consciously tapped into their inner essence, who hasn't just intellectually believed it, but knows it's there and has chosen to step into it. And doing that every day consciously, to choose to step into that essence of being present, of being focused, of being committed to life and committed to themselves and to everybody they love. When they do that consciously every day, they drown out the noise of that habitual mind. We've all got it. We have all got it. And we can't change it. We can only choose what we focus on, and we can start to see that it's not helping us when we constantly believe that negativity of what our mind says, and that is what we then spew out onto the world. Our inner being, our inner essence, is what we call our energy, and that energy is what is spewed out onto everybody we come into contact with, whether we know it or not. And the interesting thing is the brain doesn't let us have it both ways. It sends us energy when we send us something clearly inspiring. Victimized thinking reduces our energy. And, you know, we feel fatigued, we feel tired, we feel overwhelmed, we feel just that we're living in this, you know, negativity spiral all the time. That is incredibly draining and activating of that stress response all the time. So the opposite of that, when we are the owner of our spirit, tapping into that every day actually creates more energy. And in being inspired and inspiring creates energy. So just a little something to think about. Spirit, your wisdom, your inner essence, your juice is a low flame inside all of us, just waiting for the pump to bring the oxygen in. Outside circumstances do not activate the pump. We do. And we can pump anytime we want. Hence why taking a deep breath any time in your day will improve the circumstances that you find yourself in. It will relax your body and expand your thinking, and you will feel your essence. Did you know that the word inspire literally means to breathe in? So a victim mindset is often stuck in the childhood self concept, a personality that freezes us in a safe and secure pattern of being, that safety and comfort of the bench. Most of what we call our permanent personality was shaped from fear of embarrassment, fear of looking silly, fear of rejection. But with awareness, thought, and insight, we can see that actually we can create our own self-concept as an adult. We don't have to stay trapped in that childhood self-concept of what we took from everybody else around us, which was largely negative for most of us. We can, as an adult, keep creating, and actually it's something that we can do every day for the rest of our life. And all that actually requires is practice. As I say to my kids, practice is the invisible element that will set you apart from most people. Without practice, we can't get better at something. We can't just be good at something just because we think we should. We have to practice it. And that comes with practicing, also stepping into this essence, stepping into this positivity. It takes practice too. And when we figure out how to access our optimistic spirit, we soon become far less interested in personalities and much more interested in our purpose. One of my favorite quotes is, I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson, but the quote is, life isn't about finding yourself, it is about creating yourself. I can't tell you how freeing this was for me to see that. Oh my gosh, it didn't matter who I thought I was up until I was 43. I, from 43 to 50, have been able to create whatever it was that I saw I could do. And actually all I had to do was make that choice. Have you heard the quote, happiness is a choice? It actually is, because our brains aren't designed for us to be happy. They're designed for us to survive. And we are tribal creatures living in a modern world. You know, we are fish out of water, essentially. So we have this mind that is just innocently creating all this negativity everywhere. And we have a choice as to whether we focus on it or not. The final one I want to share before I say goodbye for now, but is someone living in the victim mindset will see everything as a problem. There are challenges everywhere in life. And that is the difference between someone living in a victim mindset and someone living in an owner mindset, where we don't see problems. We see opportunities. We see opportunities like, you know, a weightlifter will see weights They are a chance to build more resistance, to build more strength, to build more ability to be resilient in life. Everything in our life can be seen as either a problem or an opportunity. Everything is a lesson. We don't have to run or fear the challenge. And in fact, if we face it, but we come from a place of, I can handle this. I can see something in this. I might not like it. It might feel very uncomfortable and it might be hard and it might take me a while to find the answers. But I'm an owner. If I'm an owner of something, I'm the one that's going to take responsibility for it. I don't see how our life is any different. Since I actually consciously took ownership of my life has changed, and yet nothing outside of me has changed. And that's what I teach my clients. And this has been the essence of what I've been talking about in my 12 Gifts program, in my Art of Thriving, in my Authentically You program, and with my individual clients this week. You're not who you think you are. And you don't have to create a new personality if you don't like the one that you're living in. All you need to do is see that it's about creating a life, building, exploring, experimenting. And don't be afraid of working hard. I don't know where in our time we've been convinced that we can get good things without hard work. We can't. And in fact, all the hard work that has gone into anything I've produced in my life that is good, writing a book or two, that wasn't something I just woke up and did in the space of an hour. There was a lot of challenges in that. But I didn't run from the challenges. I saw them as opportunities to learn about me, to learn about life. And those things that have been outwardly the hardest things I've ever done have been the most amazing as well. So we don't have to run. We don't have to fear hard work. Hard work is a gift. And you think about, you know, the marathon runner. Best feeling you get in life is when you achieve something through hard work. And actually, it's hard work to be in a state of optimism. Now, you may argue with me that the world is just going through some big changes, and I would argue back with you and tell you that the world has always been going through changes, because humans are humans. And most of us living in this misunderstanding that looks like the world has to be a certain way for me to feel a certain way. And until we have a growth in our consciousness and see that our essence is already within us and we actually can choose how we show up to life, until we see that, then it's never going to change. But your mind, it will be constantly searching for a place of safety and a place for comfort. And that is an illusion as well. We can only deal with what is. We can only deal with today and the reality of our life in this present moment. And the more that we are tapped into that, the more we'll find life becomes a lot easier and we experience far less suffering. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll catch you again soon. Bye for now.